Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are.
Good morning.
In June. This will be airing, I think, Monday the 10th
yes.
of June. And here we are into the summertime. And we had a great, if you didn't, you know, go back and hear last Wednesday's the 5th. Kathy had a great question come up about, you know, can children who aren't believers and non-believers hear God's voice? And, and the answer is, yeah, it's really a cool, you know, just go back.
It's a great discussion. Go back and listen.
and we're having particularly, and it was timely because we are experiencing that actually happening. And it's remarkable. And as we're, you know, looking at Christ's clutter in the calendar, is that it really is, I mean, that's the essence of how we are to walk, is that, you know, life happens. And I think, I don't know if you've experienced this, Kathy, but it seems to me more and more and more people that I'm working with are kind of burdened.
Yes.
They're just tired. There's so much to do. The culture of our culture is do more. And, you know, with kids and activities and churches and businesses and,
right. And sometimes very good things, but just too many of them.
Yeah. just too many. And how do I do it? And, we don't have enough people anymore to do everything we need to do, but we got to get all this work done. And hey, I've got a house to take care of and I got lawns to take care of and, man, there's a lot to do.
Right. Something's got to give.
Yeah. And as we've been discussing it, is that God's heart is to rearrange both your activity level, what we call task, daily task, and your thought life of what is occupying your mind. So I can be burdened by both.
Right.
I got lots of things that I'm trying to do and I'm tired and I can't get them all done. And then, and it bothers me. And then there's things that I have occupying my mind about fear, worry, anxiety, things that are happening that I can't control. I got to fix it, and I can't. We talked all about, you know, the causes of that. So now we're in the place of, okay, what do we do about that? And we talked about have a heart, and actually, it's kind of related to the thing that you talked about last week is. Do you have a heart to hear God's voice?
Right.
To learn to trust him, that he'll guide us into the truth, that we can rejoice as he moves us into a different place. And of course, the key is I have to be willing to go to a different place and then let him guide me into that different place. Not even me choose it, but rather him, you know, walk me into it. So if you're too busy, I mean, just think about how simple this is in a way. If you're too busy, what would God say to you?
Clear some of the calendar.
You got to be less yeah. busy. I'm going to have to help you get less busy.
Right.
Are you willing to let me have you be less busy? If you're occupied with things that are burdening you, what would he say? You got to learn to let those go. And let me guide you into the answers to those, not you worry about
and
it.
And trust that I will answer.
And trust it. It's not that complicated, but at the same time it is because, okay, fine, but I can't get out of these things.
There is such a level of surrender required.
Yes.
And it's a tough one for us. I think we tend to really want control of both our calendars and our thoughts.
Right. That's right.
Right?
And a willingness to let that be reshuffled. That's why we're offering it here at the beginning of the summer is take this time to really let God reshuffle things for you and put it in a different place. So as we go that, he said there is an aspect of how to go about this. So go to Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Matthew 11, 28 to 30.
Okay, it says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Yeah. So he says, everybody who's burdened, heavy laden, doing too much, and your thought life is occupied, the first thing he says is what?
Come to me.
Well, just come to me.
Right.
He says, if you come to me, I'm going to give you rest right away. I'm going to do some things right away that's just going to release the pressure.
Right. Can we just pause right there and talk about that, what that looks like for people? Because I think that's, you know, that's one of those things. It's one of those verses that I think we have heard too many times. Right. And so we just blow right past it and don't recognize exactly what you said. There's an invitation and a promise, and it's not, you know, the only condition is come to me.
Yeah.
And I will give you rest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And do we believe that? Do we experience that? What does that look like? You have an issue, Rich. What does that look like? What did that look like to you most recently? Something popped up and you came to him and you felt his rest.
Yes.
Can you just.
So that, you know, with Linda and I, you know, do we have difficulties? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, do we have adversities? Yeah. Do we have things crop up? You know, yeah. We do the first piece of that is, first of all, we recognize it. Yep. It's a heaviness because it was something we didn't expect or something that is now in front of us and it's real. So we got to recognize this real, come to God and say, okay, we have this issue. And what we do as we're coming to God is, let's sit down and talk about it. And what do we know to be true? So we talk about that. So the key is one, don't deny that it's there.
Right.
Or that I should just not be worried about this. Because as soon as you say that, you actually lay on heavier burden.
Right.
Because not only am I not having any release of it, but I'm taking on the ownership of that. And I have a double hit, basically. I'm heavily burdened by not only the burden itself, but I'm trying to figure out that burden, which I can't do. So we get together, we talk, and we say, okay, what's true? And we process through it and say, okay, now let's go to God and let him guide us into his solution. Now, and here's where the rust comes in. By just doing that, there becomes a sense of hope that I don't know what to do about this. It's tricky. It's something we would rather not have. And instead of, see we got to look at what he says, what he doesn't say. What he didn't say is, just ask me to take it away.
Right.
He didn't say that. He said, just come to me and I'll give you rest. And what it is a release of the heaviness of it.
Right.
Why? Well, because we're with him and he says, I'll resolve this for you.
Yeah. Literally yesterday, you were asking me things that have been going on. It's been a week.
Yeah.
but yesterday, Dan and I had a guy, we saw a little issue in our basement that we're like, oh, we need to have them come over and look again. And lo and behold, the sump pump needs to be replaced again. Yeah. Joy. but as he's telling us these solutions and things, I find myself getting frustrated that here we go again. This is another big one. And he's like, oh, and by the way, your basement's really, you know, too big for just the one sump pump. You should really consider putting one on the other end because the water table has risen around here and all of that. And so this all happens right in the midst of Dan and I are about to have this meeting with the architect because we're putting a porch on the house.
Yeah.
And super excited about that. So much joy. God has spoken promise. He has absolutely made it clear that this is to be moved ahead with and just something that's so much fun. Well, So we get this news, and then we also have this task in front of us to get some things together for this meeting. And I'm grumpy as I'll get out because of the news from the basement, of course. So, and actually grumpier than Dan about it, but I was grumpy about it. And so then we sat down and like, well, you know, he's doing his thing. He's doing the work that needs to be done right now. Let's just go ahead and tackle this. And so I'm short on my answers with everything about the thing, the porch. And all of a sudden Dan's like, do you need to go spend a little time in your prayer closet? Yeah, you know me well. I was like, and my first response, this is total vulnerability here. My first response was, no, let's just get it done. Yeah. He's like, do you hear what you just said? I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll go.
The way Linda and I say that to each other is, are you walking in the kingdom right now? No.
And the joy was such, I mean, like the porch is like totally a joy source for me right now. And so just the fact that we couldn't have the conversation and me not getting it, let's just get this done, instead of having the joy in it, was a great indicator for me, right? So I went, and just that, this very verse, come to me, those who labor are weary and, you know, heavy laden. I was heavy laden about what was going on downstairs and the big chunk of change that was about to just disappear. Right.
Yeah.
And it was, come to me. And as soon as I sat down with him, sat with my journal and said, okay, God, this is what's going on. What do you have to say? And just opened the dialogue with him. Immediately he gives verses. He reminds me of promises. And speak some truth and correction. You know, hey, by the way, daughter, the house, there is entropy. You're living in a world of entropy. Take care of my house that I gave you, and I will provide and take care of you. You know, don't worry so much about that. And then let's get back to the joy on what I've spoken about the porch. But there was such a quick, I mean, it was probably 15 minutes spending a little bit of time coming to him with what it was, simply asking him. And yes, Dan and I will still have things to process through and seek him on in the midst of all of this. Yet the rest was immediate. I came to his feet, he spoke, and I entered rest. And then my joy was back to continue on with the rest of everything. It was that quick.
Yeah.
The solution wasn't that quick. The rest was that quick.
Yeah. And remember, it's not a system. It's truly, he said, come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'll give you rest. And what it says there, the word there is, I'll release the pressure by you just coming to me, and you'll recognize something. And when we come to him, see, the first thing he says is, I'll take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that that's going to be taken care of.
Right.
See, you immediately then stop your fretting. Yep. So much. It doesn't mean you're done with it, but you just basically say, oh, well, that's good.
There's a different level of peace and rest knowing, oh, that's right. Eyes not on the storm, but on the God who is faithful. The same today, yesterday, forever, you know?
Yeah. And he says, so come to me. Just coming to me, you'll remember, I got this. Oh, okay, good, good. And then he says, now that you're here.
Right.
Now, by the way, you got to stay here.
right.
and a lot of people describe it as, okay, I did that. I did feel better, but I took it back. Because you didn't do the rest of this verse.
Right.
And what it says is, yoke up.
Yes.
Now, walk in step with me.
Mm-hmm.
And stay with me.
Step by step.
Don't take it back. Don't walk away from the kingdom again. Don't fix it yourself, but yoke up with me. Learn from me the steps that I'm going to show you the answer to this issue. And then I'll give you rest for your soul. And see, what it says is that release of the pressure, which was good, isn't the end answer. Because if you walk away, you never get to the rest of your soul peace.
Right. And those are two different rests that are described there. The soul rest versus just the initial peace. There is a difference there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you see, your soul is at a complete understanding of God's resolution, that it actually happened. You absolutely received that it happened and is happening. And you have no more concern about it because God says, I'm gonna solve your issue. And your soul will join that. So, and he says, you got to learn of me. So it's a step-by-step process. It's like, okay, you know, Linda and I say, we got this issue. What we don't do is say, God, just take it away.
Right.
We say, well, we're in the world and we're going to have these kind of things happen, trouble. So now, first of all, we're coming to you instead of trying to figure this out. Then we're going to learn the steps toward the resolution. We're going to yoke up with you, follow you each step of the way, not pull away, not do it ourselves. And we're going to learn the answer, receive the answer, and it'll be rest for our soul. And we'll know that we know. Now, when that happens, the next thing that comes up, it's easier to get to, to the first piece of it. Come to me. Okay.
Right.
Yoke up. Okay.
Right.
I'll resolve the issue. Okay. And see, your ability to stay in peace and contentment gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yes.
And by the way, it doesn't
mean...
And
your willingness to come to him more quickly gets stronger and stronger, right? Yeah. You get better at that.
And I'll guide you, including, you remember, one of the things that causes us to be weary is too many things. And he says, well, if you yoke up with me, I'm going to start to release some of those things because I'm going to have you get out of those things,
right?
And change those things. And so I'll solve both of these issues: the doing too much, and the heavy burden of the problem itself, and the thought life that's occupied by that. You know, I will process that. And then he says, in order to do that, go to Matthew 6:33-34. He said, so come to me. And then he said, while you're here with me, this is what's going to happen. What does he say? It
says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
Yeah. Now, this is always an interesting one to me because it says, seek first right now. Seek this right now. Before you do anything else, seek this. What does he say? What does he say to seek?
To seek the kingdom of God.
Kingdom, and see, that's a bigger. It's a bigger thought, even than just seeking him. Now it includes seeking him because why? Well, he's the king,
right?
So that means you're seeking to follow me, the king. I will deliver to you, but it happens in the kingdom of God. Not just me doing what you think I should do for you in the world.
Right.
You're going to have to be with me in the kingdom of God. And think about, he said, the way that you enter the kingdom of God is like a little kid. And what is that? Surrender of your will.
Right.
Deny self and be willing to follow him and let him be the king and seek to be there. See? Be with him, walk with him. Are you neutral on this issue? Are you neutral on, like, for example, we work with people who are too busy.
Yes.
Are you willing to lay all that down and let God reorder it?
Right.
And
honestly, there are a lot of people who you would ask that very question. They would say no. They're not willing yet. They're going to hang on to their weariness a little longer because they want control and they want what they want and don't necessarily trust that if they release something and God does pull it out, that's something they think they're going to miss.
That's right. Yeah. And right. I hear the, what you just said, not really. I've got to do all these things. The church needs me to do all these things. All these people need me to do all these things.
Are my kids going to miss out if they don't do this?
Or I've got a business I got to run and I got to do all this stuff. And
or can I insert one other? Or it's just a season.
Yeah. as soon as this is over, it'll be good.
Yeah.
So I said, well, what's the instruction? Seek first the kingdom of God, and that means you're with him, you're letting him be king, and he's going to reorder your stuff. Are you willing to let that happen? Why would you not? Because he says, if you do, what's the promise that he gives us? All these
things will be added to you.
Yeah, and see, he uses the word things purposely. It's not, and you'll have a good spiritual life. Doesn't say that. He said, you're coming to me because you got stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Seek ye first the kingdom, and everything that you're dealing with, I'll resolve it.
Mm.
But I'm going to have to give you instruction because if you're doing too many things, and remember, keep thinking, if you're doing too many things, the answer is going to be do less things.
Right.
And God's going to say, I'm going to show you what that looks like. And all these things, I'll take care of it, including the ones that you're not supposed to do and the ones you are supposed to do and the heaviness and the burden of that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will do it. And then he tells us to enter the kingdom, go to Psalm 46 to 8. He said, this is kind of an important piece.
Sure.
Psalm 46 to 8.
It says, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is written within my heart.
Yeah. So remember, God in the Old Testament, and David's writing this, he says, yeah, I know that you've told us to do these sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I get it. It's not just doing them.
Right.
It's actually delighting to do your will.
Mm,
and sacrifice is intended for me to surrender my will to God's will.
Right.
He said, I don't care about the sacrifice. Don't say you're going to, or just say, sure, I'll surrender my will, but you never do.
Right.
He says, what I really want is that you delight. And David even says, of all the things that can be said about me in eternity is that I delighted to do his will, because it was written about me that's what I delighted to do. And basically David said, why would I not?
Right.
Why? Well, because if I seek the first of the kingdom, all these things will be added to me. And so God says, come to me, lay your burdens on me, yoke up with me, stay with me in the kingdom, seek ye first the kingdom. He said, the way is to delight to do my will. And all we can say is that we have to break through the barrier. And the barrier is, I just can't do less.
Right.
Or I just can't get through this anxiety stuff until it's resolved. When God resolves it, then I'll be free of it. And God says, everything works the other way around.
Right.
You got to trust me, and I'm going to have you do less. And you got to be willing to do less. My will is for you to do less.
Mm-hmm.
Be willing to do that. Because why? Because it'll lead you to the delight of life. Be willing to not take on the burden of you occupying your mind with so much worry and fear and anxiety, but rather learn to live in freedom while that's going on.
Right.
And not let it occupy your life. He said, now the key is, do you delight to let me do that? Why would you not? Now, people are stuck. And yeah, but I don't see how it's going to work.
Right.
And God says, I understand that. And by the way, we who are experiencing that have to tell others about it.
Right.
It really is a beautiful place to be.
And this is where that question inserts. I think a lot of times when I talk to people about it, how's what you're doing working for you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think, see, what I say is, well, do you think it's God's will that you're so tired?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Well, then don't you have to do less? Well, yeah, but no. Wait, stop. Is it God's will that you're so tired? Mm-hmm. No, you're doing too much. God's will is going to be you're going to have to do less. Are you willing to do that? Why would you not? Because you just said that you're not following God's will.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go there. Let us show you that. And by the way, I can bear witness that I've been too busy and God's had to reorder my life. And guess what? This goes back to pruning of the vine. Do we ever permanently get there? We don't.
No, that is the very reason, you know, we brought up doing this right now. You know, personally, I have learned 3 times a year, you know, about every 4 months. I do it this summer, I do it again at the fall, and I do it again in January, the beginning of the year.
Yep.
But I kind of go back through this idea of really surrendering my calendar, especially. because of my personality to God's pruning and trying to keep that sweetness, you know?
That's right. And God keeps reminding us, and this is where, you know, with your spouse, with others, is, well, it's time to look at it again, because it started to drift and it's starting to get busy. The things we're doing grow.
Right. You know, like, it's so easy for that to all happen,
yeah,
right?
with our ministry right now, it's really exploding. Mm-hmm. And if we stayed where we were, Linda and I would get weary.
Absolutely.
And we wouldn't be able to, we would lose it, interesting enough. Mm-hmm. And God says, yeah, I'm going to have to reorder your priorities, and you got to get some people to help you do this. And so all we can say is come to God, cast your burden on him, seek the kingdom. It takes a delight to do his will. And then we're going to walk into some of the aspects of, okay, here's some truth as you pursue that. But it has to start with a desire.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Do I have a heart to? And all we can say to you is we urge you, we say it will benefit you greatly.
Right.
If you're willing to do this, God can reorder your life and you will have margin, you'll have space, mm-hmm. you won't be tired. And you're going to experience the beauty of the life of God. You know, why would you not? So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the admonition to receive the benefit of it by coming to you. You'll give us rest. We yoke up. We learn how to have resolution. We seek you first, the kingdom, and walk with you in the kingdom with our will surrendered. We delight to do that, and you will deliver it to us. So we just pray that we'll have a heart to do it and I have a heart to follow in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich. Love this conversation. Love what we're teaching right now. I feel like it's so timely. Yeah. So if you have questions, anyone, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. We would love to talk about it and look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.